Joni Kragan's here. Michael Jackson background. I'll tell you, this music made you want to dance. I'm not going to go into that now. I'm Joni Kragan's. My guest, Brenda Stockdale, author of You Can Beat the Odds, Surprising Factors Behind Chronic Illness and Cancer, six-week breakthrough program for optimal immunity. At first I thought, oh, what is that? And then I started to read this book and I went, this is, well, it's just an amazing book and a lot of new information that I had never heard before. And Brenda is the director of mind-body medicine for RC Cancer Centers, where the latest research, and correct me, Brenda, if I say this wrong, in psychophysiology, is that right?
You've got it.
Oh, boy. Serves as an adjunct to medical treatment. She's the National Program Director for Exceptional Cancer Patients, founded by, of course, Bernie Siegel, Dr. Bernie Siegel. And also, you designed the first hospital-based program, created national retreats for people with life-challenging illnesses. This is such an interesting book because you brought into elements that I had never really known about before, and that there's actually some, you know, there's science behind things. But let's just start about what makes this book, You Can Beat the Odds, different.
Well, what we wanted to do was really collate a tremendous amount of information from researchers themselves. A lot of these factors on how we can enhance our physiology or upgrade our immune function are not well known outside of research fields.
No, not at all. I mean, when you talk, well, we'll get to that, but it's like, I thought, I had no idea this was going on. And it's not just mind over matter, is it?
Not at all. And that's such an important point because I think we're fortunate in one way because pop psychology has brought concepts like mind-body medicine into the everyday lexicon. But there's an unfortunate dichotomy because it's really not mind over matter. It's mind and matter affecting each other. The communication from our white blood cells, they actually send out little chemical messengers that go back up to the emotional center of the brain.
When I saw that the chapter, you know, launching your program for optimal immunity, and it says that crucial findings reveal that chemicals released on the emotional part of your brain attach directly to your white blood cells. That is mind-boggling.
Isn't that astonishing?
Yes, yes.
That our tiny little microscopic white blood cells, which are, of course, the background of our immunity, they actually have these little key-shaped openings. And each one is shaped like the interior grooves of a door lock. And this little biological messenger from the emotional part of your brain actually attaches to those white blood cells. And there's just one key-shaped molecule that will match one little opening on that white blood cell.
And so you say that it means that the way we think and feel and behave have a direct effect on the way these cells operate. I mean, it's mind-boggling thinking, wait a minute, there is really something going on here. It's not, just mind over. There's actually things going on with the cells. And as you say, they swim rapidly, detect invader cells that go awry and attack healthy tissue. But talk about what happens then with I guess you could say this lock and key fashion or this the backbone of you're talking about the immune system. So you've got these cells and talk a little bit more about how they operate.
Well, what's so exciting is that, you know, in previous, you know, historically, we've always had anecdotal evidence that upgrading the quality of our lives could potentially influence our longevity. But now we have, as you note, this hard and fast laboratory evidence that really shows us that, in fact, right now, we know the mind-body connection is so finely tuned, the likelihood of even catching a cold can be entirely predicted based on your emotional state.
You know how, and I have to say, I can look back and you can almost pinpoint at a time, maybe, you know, someone had died, you lost something very stressful. And then all of a sudden you say, why am I getting this cold? Well, of course I'm getting this cold.
Right.
I mean, you know, but again, there's so much more. And you talk about too, at one time, or and maybe now some people just, I mean, I know I thought this all the time, what you eat, make sure you exercise, meditate and all that. But it's even beyond, isn't it? Nutrition and exercise, even to rate, you talk about risks greater than smoking, obesity, cholesterol, I mean, there's so much more going on, isn't it, than just those things?
You've got it. It's a bit shocking, actually,
yes.
Because we tend, in our culture, what we hear about most of all is diet and exercise. And while these are important factors, of course, these other risk factors happen to have a greater influence. And the CDC's phenomenal study called Adverse Childhood Experience, or ACE study, has really been phenomenal. Over almost 500,000 people have taken this questionnaire, and we're seeing an increase in the hundreds of percentages in diseases all across the board, that the risks for smoking, obesity, cholesterol, whatever, have been factored out. And so even our how we were treated as children happens to affect our genetics. Now, the good news is that the DNA that we inherit from our parents, while that's fixed, the way it's expressed is not. And so when we experience a type of healing, whether it's from a chemotherapy or mm-hmm. medication or it's self-induced, it's affected us on that genetic level. And so there are things we can do in everyday life that actually turn on and off these genes.
And another thing I found fascinating is, and you said that in science, nearly everything is provisional. And you said it wasn't that long ago that, and you talk about things like lupus and chronic fatigue and Hashimoto's disease and hypertension and heart disease and cancer were not thought to be related, but considered separate. Exactly. Operating on their own. But you say, but cutting-edge science reveals that these diseases share a common origin, chronic inflammation. How many times, you know, we hear about inflammation and how damaging it can be. I mean, this is definitely proof, isn't it?
It really is, and it helps us look at the way we treat ourselves in everyday life a little differently. It's not just about avoiding the tub of, you know, Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia.
Yes.
It's really about looking at how deeply we're caring for ourselves and making ourselves a true priority and examining how we really feel about what we're doing.
When you talk about a little bit, because I just an email came up from another Brenda, is it Brenda? About what causes chronic inflammation? I mean, is it the chicken before the egg, or is it that you get this and then that's it, or do you get it because of the inflammation?
Well, that's a big question, and a lot of the research laboratories have their pharmaceutical dollars aimed sharply at just answering that exact question. But we do know, while there's much we don't know, we do know that stress, it's the unchecked flow of stress hormones that acts as sort of a tipping point. And it's not so much that stress is evil. We know we all seem to think, you know, stress is bad, but it also helps us to brush our teeth.
Yes.
Or, you know what I mean, drive to
get
work.
Get up in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
It's useful. However, we can become habituated to chronic high levels of stress hormones where we don't even feel them, and that can create some inflammatory conditions. Lack of sleep.
Yes.
Is something that can produce some general inflammation in the body. But taking great care of ourselves, learning some strategies that help lower those stress hormones can really go a long way in helping our bodies function better in the long haul, too.
My guest, Brenda Stockdale, we're talking about you can beat the odds, surprising factors behind chronic illness and cancer. And there's some amazing stories as well, and I'm going to have her talk about a person that she knows that had pancreatic cancer. And stay where you are. I'm Joni Gregg, and just a KGO. Joni Gregg is here. My guest, Brenda Stockdale. We're talking about You Can Beat the Odds, surprising factors behind chronic illness and cancer breakthrough. The 6-week breakthrough program for optimal immunity. And, of course, that is so important. Now that I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, when I get to don't release that key. Don't release it. But just very quickly, talk a little bit about that was an amazing story that you told about pancreatic cancer, and which usually we think is I don't know too many people that have survived that. And I think you said his name was Frank Hawkins.
Yes. And Frank was just remarkable. He had been diagnosed, and they sewed him back up, and they gave him a few weeks to live and told him to get his affairs in order. And he just says after he picked himself up off the floor,
yeah.
He decided to go for a second opinion, and he made his way to Dr. Gerald Goldklang, a wonderful medical oncologist, to talk to Frank about will to live. and different concepts of attitude and behaviors. And told Frank, he said, we've got this new chemo for you if you're game, but I'd also like for you to attend this six-week program in mind-body medicine. And Frank says, I'll do it. I'll do anything. And so each week he came, I wondered, because he was jaundiced, he had lost 30 pounds, and he just looked terrible. But every week he kept saying, I'm doing great, I'm doing great. And finally one day I challenged him, because lying actually depresses our white blood cell activity.
Yes.
Especially when we suppress our feelings. And I said, Frank, you don't look good.
Yeah, are you sure you really feel that great?
Exactly. What do you say? And he said, you don't understand. Every day when I open my eyes, it's another day. And I'm so exquisitely grateful for this extra day. And I hug my wife, Shirley, and I get to work for 2 or 3 hours, and I'm just so grateful to have this extra day. Well, Frank went on, and he did the imagery, he did visualization, he just did everything. I still have a drawing of how he did all that. And 6 months later, he was pronounced cancer-free.
That's amazing.
But what really makes the story phenomenal is he just popped in a few months ago when we were having a meeting, and just to say hello to everyone. And this is over 13 years after his original diagnosis.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Yes.
Paige has a – hi, Paige. You're on KGO with Joni Gregins and my guest, Brenda Stockdale. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Joni.
Good
Thank
morning.
You. And good morning, Doctor. This is just a wonderful topic, and I just quickly wanted to say that, and I'm doing okay. A year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and the knowledge, the information you get is amazing. But anyway, I was treated at Stanford, and they explained to me that what happens, this isn't something that happened to me, say, you know, a month or two before. This is something that's going on at a cellular level for many years. They said it could be, excuse my voice, I'm all kind of nervous. They said it could be like, 7 years or so, that this has been slowly coming about. And my point is, I think stress was major, factor in my particular story. And I just thought maybe I could get that out there and have people think, about the fact that this isn't something that happened.
Yeah, like last quickly. Week. Yes.
It's accumulative.
People think that, though. You know what, Paige, you're absolutely right, because people think when they are, many do anyway, diagnosed with cancer, let's say breast cancer, that it just like came on. But as you said, it could be years in the making.
That's what I thought, because, well, long story. Anyway, I had a clear mammogram, and then 3 months later, I started feeling something, and a month later, I got it. I finally admitted to myself, I better go. And they did another mammogram. It was clear. They did an ultrasound, and there it was. And it was, 3.9 centimeters.
Oh, my goodness.
And, a couple of surgeries, a lot of chemo, a lot of radiation, and, I'm talking to you today. So.
And I'm so glad, Paige. And Brenda's book, You Can Beat the Odds, goes into the kind of thing you're talking and how you can heal. And we thank you so much for your call.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. I mean, it's sort of what you're talking about, though. It's, again, those triggers, isn't it?
Yes, and it's really, she makes a good point. And what we know now is the relationship with stress and these chronic diseases, it's not a causal relationship yet, but it's correlative.
Mm-hmm.
And many in the field believe that that may even change to causal. But it's a strong correlative relationship between chronic stress and immune dysregulation, because we all have a unique threshold to how we respond to a lot of stress chemicals. We know people who are, they can go forever. They're built to last, and they can handle a lot of stress, and they'll be 110, and
exactly.
And others of us are just a bit more fragile, and we need to respond, or we're more sensitive, I should say, to these stress hormones. So we need to take greater care to learn some techniques and strategies that can help us to overcome that risk.
Exactly, and I will tell you, those strategies and things that you can do for optimal immunity are in this book, and I absolutely recommend Brenda Stockdale's book, You Can Beat the Odds. Again, it'll be on our KGO bookshelf. Thank you so much, Brenda, for being my guest.
Oh, you have been wonderful, Joni. This has just been a thrill for me.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you. First person that calls 808-0810, Miss Terry's there. You'll get one of my Pacewalk CDs. I'm Joni Gregins, listening to KGO.